Meditation and Deep Breathing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the concept meditation. Meditation and deep breathing. We all like to enter into the state of meditation and enter into the state of being relaxed and being peaceful and being at ease with ourselves. We like to know who and what we are. We like to know how we're acting and how we're living and how we're being. And we like to know that all is in divine order. Well, when we are living in that state of meditation, when we're living in the state of meditation where we are at peace and harmony with ourselves, and knowing who and what we really are, then we can have magical miracles take place in our life. And these magical miracles that take place in our life are very, very special. However, so often as we do this, we are falling away from the point that we really want to fall away into. And that point is the point of being at peace. When people have problems, and they're facing these problems, one of the biggest things to help them through the problem is to help them to be relaxed, to be peaceful. And when they are peaceful, wonderful things happen in their life. When they are peaceful, wonderful things happen in their experience, and they enjoy being who they are. Now, this is a very special thing to be, a very special thing to enjoy, and it is something that is done not for everyone, but it's only done for those who really care. And you can be angry and remain angry and just be angry, 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 and you get nowhere. All you get is more angry. When you are angry for anything, doesn't matter what it is, and you say, peace, peace, peace. When you breathe deeply and say, peace, peace, peace. When you do that, then you have everything working in perfect order for you. And when everything works in perfect order for you, then you are accomplishing all the things that you want to accomplish. Then you are accomplishing all of the goals you want to accomplish. Now the same is true in meditation. When you want to enter into the state of meditation, enter into the state of an inner awareness of who and what you are, it demands that you be relaxed. It demands that you be peaceful. It demands that you deep breathe and let out all of the anxieties that would hold you in line. Now, doing this is a very exciting thing. Doing this is so very exciting, it just boggles the mind. And as it boggles the mind, it creates in the mind a concept of something that is rather tough. We say, how can I ever begin to be peaceful when what I am facing is so tremendously upsetting? How can I ever pretend to be in a relaxed state when I am so not relaxed? Well, this is what a pill does. You take a relaxation pill, and what it does, it takes away the tensions, it takes away the attitudes that would make you far from relaxed. Now, you say, well, that can't work that way. Well, it does. Now, as you say, I am peace, it's just like taking that pill, only no side effects. And when you breathe deeply, you relax, you become at peace, you become so empty of tension and feelings of upsetness. You are just so relaxed. Now, you don't make that happen. That's just what happens when you get your body relaxed. The tensions in your body are what cause your body to be all upset and for what your body to be all out of line and inharmonious with itself and everything else. And this is where you want to put the cause properly in motion for yourself. Now, to put the cause properly in motion for ourselves means we make a definite effort to do this in just that way. So, I say to my students and friends, when you're ready to go into meditation, take a moment to be still. You can be walking, you can be talking, you can be looking at things, you can be doing anything. It doesn't matter. You just stop whatever your attention is to that. Even when I'm driving the car, well, when you're driving the car is not the best time to be meditating, that's for sure. Okay, so you are relaxed. And you say, I am peace. 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 And each time you say, I am peace, you take in and let out a deep breath. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Saying these words allows your body to be peace. Saying these words allows your mind to be peace. Saying these words allows you to be peace. And so, in this peace that you are, everything works out in divine order. In this peace that you are, everything works out harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully just for you. Now, you say, that's too easy. Okay, you go ahead and try it. Many times the things that seem so easy are just the things that work most beautifully. You try it. You try it. Let it be and let it happen. And watch the magic of your inner peace flow through your body so powerfully and wonderfully and joyfully that all your cares, all your anxieties, all your tensions fade away, and all that's left is peace. And what a wonderful way to enter into meditation in the feeling of peace. And as you enter into this meditation in the feeling of peace, what happens to you? What happens to you is that you feel just wonderful. You feel just fantastic. You feel just joyous and marvelous and good all over. So, today, as you practice the idea of peace, of relaxation, you find that you enter into the state of meditation. And as you enter into the state of meditation, wonderful ideas flow in through your mind. Now, besides our instructional program on meditation here, we will have some guided meditations more often than not, and we will have the opportunity to totally let go and enter into that state of meditation that is so peaceful, so wonderful, so fulfilling, and so rewarding. And it'll be ours right now. So enter into that state of meditation with me right now and know that as you do, I'm with you. And I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.